Prophet Santos, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Johnson?
God bless you, Sister Johnson. I just hear the word of the Lord saying new opportunities is going to be knocking at your door. God says that he knows this was a struggle. God says that he knows this was a stress, that he knows this was a struggle. God says your diligence shall be rewarded. God says that for you to continue to fast and pray and to break the strongholds that's been placed over your life for some time. God says to release your spiritual anointing. God says for you to continue to pray and fast. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you, woman of God, Sister Johnson. I hear Father God saying this is the season to write it down and to make it plain. For Father God says he wants to cause you to walk a new walk and speak a new language. Father God says this is the season where your confidence and your self-esteem is being restored. I hear Father God saying great is thy faithfulness and great is thy reward. Father God says this message was for you tonight. For Father God says fear not. For I hear Father God saying greater should be your latter years than your former years. And I hear Father God saying this is the season of education as well as elevation. Father God says your education is not over. So Father God says write it down and make it plain. And I do hear Father God saying to you today, command ye me the works of my hand. God says command in this season and you shall receive. No is not an option because Father God says he's already given you the success and the victory, and you should have faith. You shall have favor concerning employment and residence in the next 30 days, and that is the word of the Lord.
Now, woman of God, the Lord says that he's moving things for you in this season, and yea, even in this hour. And you're going to find, Sister Johnson, that the Lord is going to do some new things for you. You're going to begin to see a shift that's going to begin to happen for you. I know that you've seen a lot of changes around you, changes in work, changes in your place of residence. But the Lord says to thee, woman of God, that I'm bringing things into a season and a time of stability. I'm bringing peace. I'm bringing stability even in the place of work. And you're going to see that God is going to do a miracle in your life. And the Lord says that he's bringing the pieces together. There were some things that you've experienced even during the past 8 months, and God says that all is going to work out in your favor. Because I saw wholeness, I saw healing around thee, and I saw God saying that you are not a mistake. For the Lord says, I will make thy voice known, because you're going to come into a season of favor. You're going to step into a season of a turnaround. And I heard a shift. I heard a shift. And the restraints that has been upon you is going to be released. God says, I'm breaking some things. I'm breaking generational curses. I'm breaking the attacks of the enemy. Your housing is getting ready to shift and change as well, too. I looked up, woman of God, I don't know what's going on with your housing, but I heard God say, now, this is strange here. For some reason, I saw, like, food around you.
Like who?
Food, like cooking and food, cooking.
Okay.
Yeah, cooking. Did you want to do something with a restaurant or something?
No, sir. I know how to bake. I used to live in a bakery, but I don't cook.
What you did in the bakery?
I did pastries, I did pie, jam tarts, anything you can think of, I can bake it from scratch because it's been a long time, sir.
Right, that sounds like food to me, too, cooking. That's just the sweet part of it.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever think about doing something in that area with a business?
No, sir.
Well, I don't know why. I just see that you have a gift for it, and you could prosper and make money out of it.
Okay. I would try that, sir.
Yeah, because you have a gift for that. What kind of work are you doing now, Sister Johnson?
I'm not working right now. I used to be a loan processor. Also, I was in the military as a logistics.
Okay.
I'm a specialist, but I'm not working right now.
You're not working right now. Let me ask you this question. Do you think your food is good enough for people to buy and want to eat? Your pastries or whatever you cook?
I have no idea because I do things differently, but I'm definitely sure they would like it. And mix my ingredients, but I'm sure.
Yeah, I definitely eat it. And my wife says she would eat it too. Because I felt that around you. Now, that could also mean that something sweet is about to open up, because I kept tasting sweets and food around you, sweet. Now, that not only means something material, but it also means something spiritual. That means that something sweet, something that may have been bitter, is about to shift for you, and it's going to become sweet.
Amen. I released all my anger and bitterness. I did that a couple of 3 weeks. I've been doing that and asking God to give me the grace.
Okay, so you've been angry and bitter?
Yes, I have, sir.
Okay. Well, the Lord says no longer dwell on that because I just saw sweet. You probably need to go bake something sweet for yourself and just eat it and just cook something sweet whenever you decide to cook it and eat it, because God said he's going to turn what was bitter and make it sweet.
Yes, sir.
The enemy's been trying to attack you. The enemy's been trying to steal your joy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when the finances are not there, it almost like it sometimes breaks your heart. With the struggle. Is that true?
Yes, it is, sir.
But there were some people that did you wrong, too.
Yes, sir. I've forgiven
them. They stole from you. People stole from you.
Yes, sir.
Well, God says peace in this season. He's going to heal your heart, and you're going to begin to release and let go. And that's why God said tonight about those 9 things that he's going to do. He's going to help you in the area,
okay,
in some areas. He's going to help you with the anger. He's going to help you release the depression. He's going to help you release the bitterness. And when you get to a balance of your seed, and I'm going to send you an ebook that I did on bitterness to help you walk you through this bitterness.
Yes, sir.
But prepare, woman of God, because God said things are turning around for you. Amen?
Amen.